The Absolute Monastery for Monks Visitors. Absolute Monastery Campus, 1101 Far Valley Road, Campbell, California, 91906. 1-619-478-5111 or 1-866-920-5111. Email unihealing@goduni.org. www.university-of-healing.edu or www.goduni.org for our website. Monk in Residence and Visitors. Absolute Monastery. Absolute Monastery grounds, the campus of the Church of God Unlimited University of Healing, 1101 Far Valley Road, Campo, California, 91906-3213, is a place of healing, to study and to train in meditation and introspection. A visit on the campus of the Absolute Monastery is a quiet, harmonious, uplifting time of introspection and respect for myself. Each moment I claim, I am God, God I am. The daily schedule is given to me. I follow it to the letter with love and punctuality, no exceptions. This is a spiritual retreat. I, as a spiritual reliant resident, visitor, guest, student, and monk, I prepare my own room at the start of my stay and clean it before I leave. I understand donations are prearranged based on the program involved and are fully paid in advance. Lovingly, I abundantly donate all program costs. I do my part in the operation of the campus by doing all assigned tasks. I respect utilities, tools, books, and grounds. As I enjoy the campus grounds for one day and one night, the contribution is $50 each day for each person. This includes daily lectures, consultation, meals, and sleeping accommodations. Costs for any seminars are extra. That is, I am aware for program seminars, the donation spelled out in the literature for that function is given, and I lovingly give the additional $50 per day for bed and board, plus any love offerings I may give. When the monastery provides San Diego transportation, I pay $100 round trip per person. A person is anyone 12 years of age or over. Upon entering the grounds, I give the campus director cellular phones, jewelry, makeup, cosmetics, personal books, videos, cassette tapes, or CDs not published by the uni, smoking materials, alcohol, dress-up clothing, and shoes. I bring a flashlight, batteries, suntan lotion, personal beach towel for sunning, swimming suit, thongs, walking shorts, comfortable shoes, simple slippers, jeans, casual slacks, t-shirts. I let my daily wear shoes be easily slipped on and off so when I enter a building, I can step out of my shoes and leave them at the door. I make arrangements for my pets at home before leaving for campus. I accept that there are no phone calls to anyone, family members or friends, during a seminar. At each meal, I eat all the food that is served to me, no replacements. If I do not want a serving, I put it on the available plate on the table before I begin eating. At each meal, I say this affirmation: this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. I recognize the campus has no facilities to care for children in need of personal handling or care and who are not participating in the program. Before I think to bring to campus a child of any age, I get approval from the campus director, Dr. Ellen Jeremini. All permanent monks are 18 years of age or older. I am delighted these grounds are healing grounds. As I come to the campus for healing, I am counseled and guided in my meditation. I treat as I reflect along the miles of meditation paths and sit on the various healing benches along the way. All Absolute Monastery healing treatment is spiritual, mental, and verbal. I prepare myself with comfortable walking shoes to wear on primitive paths and possibly over rocks in the mountains. I wear suitable clothing for the current weather at this mountain fastness retreat, no fashion parade. I park my car in the assigned area. For those interested to know, clothing is optional only when approved by the retreat director ahead of time. be myself and have fun. I am myself and I have fun. Guidance for a monastery campus. Every experience in life programs has controls. Sometimes I'm reluctant to follow the controls. The controls are there so I can better enjoy the experience. As I ride on the forefront of my imagination in my life and the world, I master all controls. Happily, the controls of the campus are designed for being master of my life and affairs. The controls lead that direction. Statement of Campus Healing Grounds. Absolute Monastery is a place of awareness of God indwelling, where words of life, love, and peace have been given expression since its dedication. Its vibrations are perfect. All who enter upon these consecrated grounds, as they silently believe, are instantly healed. Words of life, love, and peace used in this place and on its grounds are so strong that the emanating vibrations from words of harmony and perfection fulfill themselves. What takes place in this place happens in every being. Sending forth words of life, love, peace, harmony, and perfection, each express this purity and perfection in every area of life. Absolute Monastery is God's house, man's house of awareness. Campus. I find the campus of the Absolute Monastery, operating the University of Healing, pure paradise. I come to the campus and am delighted with the ambience of the grounds. There is something special here that invites meditation and seclusion. It is not that I want to get away from life. Rather, I quietly listen to the dynamics of the master being I am inside, and this is the best done contemplating the thought, I am the only person here. Doing this demands an intensive self-discipline which allows me to be aware of only myself, even though I may be surrounded by people, campus pets, and an environment filled with vital living energy from all that exists on the 104 acres in this mountain fastness of Southern California high desert. I come to the monastery and its training grounds to listen. Training to do this requires self-dedication unlike anything I have consciously known. I have experienced this self-dedication often, but was unaware of it because it seemed to be so natural. I experience this self-discipline momentarily as I watch a movie and am deeply involved in it as I feel the rain, the snow, the wind, the emanations, emotions of the actors, the utter destitution of the play, or the sense of indescribable joy, unbounded happiness, elation of success, and the feelings which are multiplied, spirited not by reality but by the event of the theater I view and live in. Too simple? True, but effective. I use the same procedure to enter into a meditative state. Biofeedback teaches the same technique, though the principle of learning to know what it feels like to be in the alpha-theta mindset through that, which I reach. When I reach that state, I feel bliss and oneness. Aware of my 10,000 brain stem cells born daily, I let go and guide my genie stem cells to my perfection. This is the consciousness I find on campus. For this reason, I have controls which I follow. Every control is designed to fulfill a specified condition, leading to the awareness of my divine oneness. These conditions are few but definite, one-pointed, non-judgmental, untouched, and disciplined, leading to the state of absolute unconditional love. Simplicity itself. The monastery has 13 controls I practice. These controls, being so easy and simple, it might seem they are unimportant. However, each control trains me in an area of oneness and responsibility. The controls are, 1, if I open it, I close it. 2, if I turn it on, I turn it off. 3, if I unlock it, I lock it. 4, if I break it, I repair it. 5, if I cannot fix it, I call in someone who can. 6, if I borrow it, I return it. 7, if I use it, I take care of it. 8, if I make a mess, I clean it up. 9. If I move it, I put it back. 10. If it belongs to someone else and I want to use it, I get permission. 11. If I do not know how to operate it, I ask someone to show me how. 12. If it does not concern me, I mind my own business. 13. If I take it away, I replace it. It may be difficult for me to open something and close it. I leave the door open for someone who is behind me, or I hold it open for someone. Interestingly, it is not such a common courtesy as it might think. Normally, I am very self-centered and do not hold the door open for others as often as I think, as I might think I do. So my natural conditioning is not to hold the door open for others, or seat a lady, or stand when a lady comes to the table or leaves. This type of gentlemanly or lady courtesy is seemingly passé. Each of these controls is vital to living a life of an introspective person, especially control number 12. If it does not concern me, I mind my own business. It seems that a human life revels on minding someone else's business. A humanly directed person finds great joy in comparing and judging. Usually it is that the other person is not doing as well as they should, could, or would. I, of course, know what is better and am mentally, verbally, and physically ready to advise and insist on them doing it correctly by my standards. At the monastery, this is one of the heavy programs I train in. At times, the sharer chides me at the monastery about what I am doing or thinking. Yes, even what I'm thinking. If I am caught up short by this and feel that the sharer is picking on me, he is. If I am lovingly untouched by the apparent anger, distrust, or also his happiness, I make progress in being untouched and self-disciplined. I leave behind the controls and procedures of humanity and its impossibilities. For an observer objectively considering some of the things going on at the monastery, I may conclude everyone is an idiot, and I am correct. Everyone is an idiot from the normal point of view. A foolish or stupid person to outward appearances. More like an idiot savant, one who is highly knowledgeable in one area. I am knowledgeable in the area of walking my inner spiritual path, which to those not walking it with me, I seem purposeless. Indeed, who would live as though they were the only being in town on earth? None but an idiot. When I know I am the creator of my world and I am the only being on earth, this all makes sense. However, to arrive at this intention and exception requires recognition that there is a power in this universe that appears greater than I am because I look outside of myself for it. Once I look within, there the power is. There is the allness. There I truly dwell. At the monastery, I choose to live in gentle moderation. Practice in the Absolute Monastery. At all times, I am myself and have fun. I follow my inner teacher. I remember this is a school, and I am being tested continually in even the simplest things to fortify my belief. I keep my sleeping quarters in order. I put everything I have in its place when I am done using them. After using a sink, countertop, or shower, I clean it and wipe it dry. I take off my shoes when entering the building. At meals, I pass around to the right food and toothpicks after I take a selection at my pleasure. After each meal, I place all silverware and dishes on the counter by the sink. If I am a scheduled kitchen helper, I am aware of my assignment. In my retreat, I never place objects, towels, or clothing on heaters. I share positive ideas at all times. I shower before using the swimming jacuzzi and swimming pool. When done using golf carts, I always plug in the electric carts and make sure gas carts have gas in them. I am courteous and prompt. I follow all schedules. I keep smiling. I drink lots of water. I am master of my mental and physical emotions. There is a time and place for everything. In preparation for each seminar and or retreat, I bring a notepad and pen. I bring sufficient practical clothing for each activity and do my laundry at home. Should I desire to become a monk, I am first a student at the University of Healing. I spend 2 weeks in cloistered life in the monastery, and I proclaim for myself a self-dedication to the way of the monk. I agree to hold harmless, absolute monastery, God Unlimited University of Healing, and its affiliates and agents for any incident or accident which might occur to me during my stay. I come to the Absolute Monastery and its grounds as a dedicated spiritual being. I have a quest of wholeness, right action, peace, harmony, love, and any of the thousand possibilities. I come with a desire to fulfill my quest. I achieve my goal when I abide by the program and follow the rules with all of my attention and attitude. And besides that, it's fun. I am principal name, month, day, year. Signature, birth date. So there's one little change there. Rules should be condition. So how is it? Not bad, huh? It should cover the thing pretty well and just the way we want it. So listen and do it over and over again and enjoy it. And those are the program, Absolute Monastery for monks and visitors here in Campo, California.